service, but you won't find these New York apples in your apple juice. Most apple juice contains concentrate from China, and to a lesser degree, from Brazil, Argentina, and Chile. And that hamburger? American beef mixed with trim from at least 16 different countries. Bread? Wheat gluten from China and Europe. Kellogg's popular Nutri-Grain cereal bar contains ingredients from the U.S. and at least 7 other countries.
We are trying to manage this tremendous growth in imports without modernizing our food safety laws. And so, in fact, we are really not checking the foods adequately.
The Food and Drug Administration inspects just 1% of our imported food. There are fewer inspectors today than 5 years ago. Yet imports are exploding. According to the Agriculture Department, almost 15% of America's food is imported. $63 billion worth last year from more than 175 countries. Many snacks and prepared meals contain ingredients from dozens of countries.
The more processed, the more opportunities they are for those cost-conscious processors to save a few bucks by sourcing an ingredient from one country as opposed to another country.
This country imports some $14 billion in fruits, vegetables, and nuts, up 53% in just the past few years. Snack food imports grew even more. Red meat imports jumped 19%.
We are always going to have a more globalized food source. We're going to be importing more products from across the world because that's what consumers are demanding.
He represents the big food companies and says Americans want fruit year-round. It's that consumer demand that will continue to drive food imports.
But want to know where your food is from? You have to guess. Country of origin labeling is the law, but it's been postponed until at least next year under pressure from industry. Christine Romans, CNN, New York.